And at 7:07, we have clear skies, 58 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today, a high around 81. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marsha, Joni, or Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. A pursuit late Monday evening in Red Oak resulted in the suspect being transported to a hospital in Omaha for treatment. According to the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, a deputy began to pursue a vehicle in the 100 block of East Oak Street in Red Oak at around 8:35 p.m. after the driver failed to pull over for a traffic stop. The pursuit continued through the side streets of Red Oak, where the vehicle, driven by 33-year-old Jacob Allen Cochran of Red Oak, hit the left front of a Montgomery County K-9 patrol vehicle, causing minor damage. The pursuit continued into the 200 block of 3rd Avenue, where Cochran abandoned the vehicle and was apprehended by the Montgomery County K-9. The man was transported to Montgomery County Memorial Hospital before being transferred to Omaha for further treatment. Cochran faces charges that include felony assault on a police officer, interference with official acts, and numerous traffic citations. A 22-year-old man from Council Bluffs was seriously injured during a motorcycle accident late Monday night. According to Bluffs police, Jacob Bronnersreither was driving a 2009 Suzuki GSX R600 southbound in the 1800 block of South 35th Street at around 10:45 p.m. and approaching Nebraska Avenue. As the cycle left the roadway on the west side, Bronnersreither was ejected from the bike. He suffered serious life-threatening injuries and was transported by the Council Bluffs Fire Department to Creighton Medical Center. The man was not wearing a motorcycle helmet. Officers from the Council Bluffs Police Traffic Unit are conducting an investigation into the crash. Speed and driver impairment are being investigated. A Pottawatomie County man who pled guilty June 1st to one felony count of sexual abuse assault in the second degree was sentenced Monday to serve a maximum of 25 years at the Iowa Medical and Classification Center. Fourth Judicial District Court Judge Jeffrey Larson said 56-year-old Roger Allen Erickson was also ordered to pay a fine amounting to $1,000. Cass County Attorney Dave Wiederstein says at a minimum, Erickson will be incarcerated for 17 and a half years before being eligible for parole, with credit given for time already served. In exchange for his plea of guilty to count one, the remaining nine counts of sexual abuse in the second degree were dismissed. Erickson is required to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life under the sex offender registry rules, pay all related court costs and fines, and his court-appointed attorney fees. He's also required to submit a DNA sampling for profiling. There is also a pending parole violation arising from his conviction in Cass County to sexual abuse in the third degree on December 4th of 2012. The Atlantic Police Department reports two people were arrested on assault charges Friday. 44-year-old Brenda Osborne of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse serious assault, and 58-year-old Terry Calhoun of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse assault, third or subsequent offense. Both were booked into the Cass County Jail. And the APD said no injuries were reported following an accident late Friday morning at 10th and Plum Streets. Vehicles driven by Marjorie Turner and Sharon Arnold, both of Atlantic, collided just after 11 a.m. Friday when Turner stopped but then continued into the intersection as she was heading north on Plum Street. Her vehicle hit Arnold's vehicle as it was heading west on 10th, causing a total of $18,000 damage. Turner was cited for failure to obey or yield from a stop sign. And police in Harlan say one person is dead following a shooting incident that happened Sunday evening. Officers were called to 801 Industrial Avenue at around 7:40 p.m. Sunday for a report of a gunshot injury. When they arrived, they found 39-year-old Harvey L. Moody in the yard suffering from an apparent gunshot wound to the head. Moody was transported by medevac ambulance to Murtu Memorial Hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. Authorities initially said the wound appeared to have been self-inflicted, but the final determination will be made by autopsy. The case remains under investigation. In the funeral announcements, Marvin Dean Martison, age 79, of Omaha and formerly of Elliott, died Thursday at the Veterans Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Dean Martison will be today at 10:30 at the Elliott United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Fern Schlake, age 76, of Atlantic, died Friday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Funeral services for Fern Schlake will be today at 2 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Mark Edward McDaniel, age 41, of Oakland and formerly of Harlan, died Friday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A visitation with the family of Mark McDaniel will be today from 5 until 7:30 p.m. at the Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Bernard William Sharon, age 85, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Funeral services for Bernard Sharon will be Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Juanita Wilson, age 89, of Atlantic, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Juanita Wilson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Aaron Hoig, age 39, of Kimbleton, died Saturday. Funeral services for Aaron Hoig will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Dean Oldenburg, age 84, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Nursing Home in Elkhorn. Services for Dean Oldenburg are pending at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.